Using my GI Bill taught me I can do anything, and seeing me graduate taught my daughter she can too. VA benefits cover tuition, housing, and supplies. Get what you earned. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Star's Opinion. This is the podcast where I give my perspective from a Christian's perspective. If you are here from YouTube, welcome. And if you are here on the streaming platforms, I will leave my YouTube link in the description below. And my YouTube channel is Star's Conversation. So this podcast is just basically an extension of my YouTube page where I give my personal opinion on topics. So today's episode, I wanted to talk about, it's been like this slogan or this cliche going around saying, mainly to women, you are single until you are married. And while I agree with that, I think there needs to be a discussion and a conversation about the different levels of being single, right? You don't go automatically from meeting someone, then you're dating, and then bam, we're married. Like, I think there's different levels, and it's not something that is a monolith of like, okay, I'm single. When you're dating someone, of course you are single in the eyes of the law and also in the eyes of God, because you guys did not come to an agreement that I am going to be yours and he is going to be mine, right? So yes, to a degree, I agree with that. You are single until you are married. Like, I know I have had coworkers who had children from men and live with their boyfriend's mothers, and they were not married. I don't even know, like, they were not married. I had associates and just people in general that I came across, and the women all said the same thing, like, you know, being married is just a piece of paper. We do everything together. We live together. We pay the bills, or he pays the bills, or, you know, what's understood don't need to be explained. And I'm like, sis, it doesn't need to be explained, because it's already understood that you lower your standards to be with someone who does not want to commit to you wholeheartedly, right? Because that's really what it is. Like, the women who allow the man to be with them and they have their babies, they are willing to be with this man who doesn't even want them wholeheartedly, you know. And you lay down and you have children, multiple children, with someone that doesn't even want to claim you as their wives. So I think, like, women who say, like, oh, marriage is just a piece of paper, like, we don't believe in it, I think they have, like, convinced themselves that they do not want marriage, or they have a lack of understanding of what marriage entails, because they've never seen a marriage, or a healthy marriage, I should say, because some people have seen marriages and it scares them, because the marriage that they've seen wasn't a healthy marriage. So they just think like, oh, I don't want to be married because of the unhealthy marriages that I seen. But we're talking about a healthy, thriving marriage, right? I think most women who say that rhetoric, like, oh, marriage is just a piece of paper, don't understand the value or they don't understand the value of marriage, and also that they don't, they have convinced themselves that, well, I have been with this person for 5 years already and we have two children or we have a child together and I don't want to start over. So I'm just going to stay here with this person because I don't want to, I just don't want to go out there and date again. And that's where I agree with this rhetoric, you're single until you marry, because you are not obligated to stay in that relationship because you're not married to the man. If you are with someone and you guys been together 3-4 years and you see the relationship is not going anywhere, you have the option to get up and leave, right? Because you're single, you're not obligated to the man. And I wish, I wish more women would be more protective of their wombs before they get pregnant by men, because then that adds a whole nother factor and another, I don't want to say problem, but it adds a whole nother aspect, I should say, to why some women stay with their boyfriends longer than they should, because they have slept with this man, now they have a child by this man, they don't want to start over because they have already skipped the part of being married and moved in with this man, had a child by this man, and they are doing wifely duties, but they lack the title of a wife. For example, when DMX had passed away and he was engaged to his girlfriend and they were together, and she tried to go to the courts to get power over his estate, but the judge was like, y'all not married. And she's like, well, we've been engaged for 12 years, y'all not married. So I think that was a public display on a wider scale to let women know that if you are not married to this man, if and when he passed away, anything that belongs to him is going to go to his immediate family, and or if you have children that are outside of you, it's going to go to them. It's not going to go to you. Now, if you were married, you would have been able to take over his estate, because guess what? You are a widow, and guess what? That was your husband. And I just felt like, I kind of felt bad for her, because she had obviously invested a lot of time, her energy, maybe even some money into being with this man, and then he passes away and it's like she has nothing to show for it. So in another case too, I forget his name, but he died tragically because he was selling cigarettes. I cannot think of his name right now, so do not judge me, but he died tragically because he was selling cigarettes in New York, and he told the police officers he couldn't breathe and he died. But legally he was married to his wife, but they broke up, they never got a divorce, and his girlfriend that he was living with at the time, and they had a child together. When he died, guess who got the money that was awarded from the police department? The wife. Legally, was on paper the wife. It didn't matter that they were separated, because no paperwork was filed to say, hey, we are separated, because you couldn't even file paperwork if you're married that we're separated. They didn't have no paperwork that they were separated. The only paperwork that they had, and the eyes of the government, was that they were married. So she, even though that she was not, they were not together physically on paper, they were married. So guess what? whatever he was awarded went to the wife. And then a portion of that, because he had a child with his girlfriend, goes to the child. But the woman, which is the mother of the child, she gets nothing. And I'm pretty sure they were split in the bills. So she helped them. So it's like, what do you have to show if you do not get married? And that's why they say you are single until you're married. So in that aspect, and from that perspective, I agree. Like, you are single until you marry. Now, when it comes to, I would say, dating, and, you know, a woman, she meets a man and they like each other and they start to date. Okay, well, she can meet another man the same day or the next day or next week, and she can date him, just like men can meet a woman the next day and he can date her. The issue lies in, okay, when you start to like someone a lot, then you want to become exclusive, right? So even when a woman and a man decides, like, hey, okay, I like you, you like me, let's be exclusive, you are still single. But your singleness is now contingent on, am I going forward to be married, or am I going to go backwards and go back to my single life? Like, I think there is a mindset that has to, the mindset has to shift. So if a woman is with a man and they decided to become exclusive, the mind shift has to change just slightly for the woman and the man to say, hey, okay, we like each other enough that we became exclusive, because this relationship has the potential to become a marriage. So the mindset has to shift just a little bit. So, but that does not mean move in with each other. That does not mean have children together, because we are just in the phase of being exclusive and seeing, like, if we want to move forward as a married couple. Okay, so the mindset has to shift just a little bit, right? So once you reach that level of being exclusive, you're not gonna go out on a date with somebody else, because you are in an exclusive relationship with, you know, I'm just gonna make up a name, John. You're in an exclusive relationship with John, right? So say, first scenario, you're in this exclusive relationship with John, and 1 year in of being in this exclusive relationship, you're like, you know what? I don't really think this relationship is going anywhere. You are single, so you can decide to end the relationship without having any consequences as far as when it comes to filing paperwork, as far as it comes to having children. You don't have to break the lease of your apartment, because guess what? You're single. So therefore, you can end the relationship with John, because you're not married to John. There's no consequences as far as when it comes to splitting things up, right? Now, I think when it comes to that, women who are in these long-term relationships, their mindset, they don't know or recognize that their mindset is like, I'm not this man's wife, nor is he my husband. So I don't have to stay in something that I feel that is not going to be a benefit for me moving forward. So I can go ahead and leave because I'm single. Now, the other scenario is, okay, I am with John, and now John has made me a fiance. Okay, so the exclusivity has moved up. Now, for sure, like, I only have eyes for John. John only has eyes for me. So therefore, we are planning our wedding day or whatever. But technically, you are still single. Now, unless something drastic happens where, you know, hopefully John doesn't die, or, you know, John is not living a double life, you know, you guys would get married and, you know, live happily ever after, and now you are his wife. But if John was to die, the courts are not gonna be like, oh, well, you know, I know you guys were engaged, but I'm sorry, you still are not his wife because you guys aren't legally married. And I believe that's why, like, some people who are on their dying bed, they have their wedding at the hospital, because they understand the aspect, okay, if and when this person dies, when they die, we'll be married and I'll have benefits, you know, I'll have some type of benefit, whether legally or I'll have some type of benefit that, you know, I am this person's spouse. So therefore, you know, I'll have something to show, you know, of our relationship. And I also believe that, you know, like I said just a few minutes ago, that some women, they get in the mindset, okay, because I'm in an exclusive relationship, that I'm married. Like, that is a very tricky and murky area to be in, because your mindset has to change, but you also have to balance and know that you still are not legally married to someone. So it's a gray area. Yes, I'm single, but once I reach a level of being exclusive with this man, you know, I'm going to show that I have wifely attributes about me. But at the end of the day, I'm single. So I'm not moving in with you. I'm not having children with you until we're married, right? And I'm not helping paying your bills or anything. Like, it was a meme. I think, let me see if I can find it. There's a meme going around on Facebook, and it says, until you're married, you are single. We just got engaged, single. I live with my boyfriend, still single. We've been together for 15 years, super single. He has credit in my name. Don't do that, y'all. Oh, very stupid and single. I call his mother mom, and she calls you single. Because even if, like, I've seen people like, oh, my hubby, oh, you know, that's my mother-in-law. And I think it's so embarrassing that you are calling this man your hubby, and he hasn't even made any indication that he wants or is going to marry you. And then calling his mother your mom when she's not your mom. Like, so, and I feel that when women do that, they try to give the guy indications like, hey, you know, I want to be married. But if women do not set the standard and create boundaries in the beginning of a relationship, or in the beginning of you being exclusive, when you're dating a guy, then the guy is just going to give you whatever you are going to accept. And I've known people who have ended relationships like, no, like, I'm not moving in with you. I'm not about to have no kids by you. And we're not doing any of that until we're married. And then the guy is like, oh, I don't know, you know, let's just go ahead and do this first. No. So we could go ahead and just end the relationship, because what you want is not what I want. right? And men are very visual. So men know when they want to be married, who they want to be married to, or if they're even ready for marriage. So if a man is not ready for marriage, he's just not going to marry you. And when he is ready for marriage, he's going to let you know, like, we're getting married, and you will actually get married. And I think from a Christian woman's perspective, when dating and you are looking for a potential husband, like, you have to check these things out first. This is what you look for. Is, does he have his own relationship with God? Because the Bible says that a man must be able to take care of his home. He must have his own relationship with God before he can even, you know, even entertain having a wife. So, like, does he have his own relationship with God? Like, he should not only be going to church because you are going to church. Like, regardless if you go to church or not, he should have his own relationship with God. He should be, I don't want to say active in the church, but he should be a part of some type of church where he is a regular member, people know him, and he has his own relationship with God. That's just it, right? And then, is he stable? Like, honestly, for me, I don't think anyone should get married under the age of 25. I know some people who have been married since they were 19 and it worked out for them. And I know people who got married at 19, 20 and it didn't work out for them. Me personally, I think 19, 20, 21, 22, even 23, maybe 24, depending, you know, 23. I think no one truly knows who they are as a person, or know what they want, or know what they, or know what they don't want. So I don't think that is an age to, like, okay, I want to get married. Like, you're still trying to figure it out. You're not even in your career yet. Like, I think the idea of a marriage has been watered down so much that, you know, you don't have an understanding on what marriage truly is, because maybe you never had an example of what marriage is. Or maybe you did have an example of what, or seen what someone's marriage is, and it wasn't a healthy example. So, you know, some people don't know the seriousness of being married, or the expectations of being married. So I think anyone under the age of 25, like, you should just get to know yourself, get to know what you like, what you don't like, or whatever. And then also, too, I also believe that once you're 25, you should be somewhere starting your career, right? So if you are women, if you are dating a man and he's 29, 26, and he should at least have a stable job, stable income, he should be able to take care of himself, at least take care of himself, you know, because how can he take care of you if he can't even take care of himself? So he should be at least, you know, have that foundation first. And I'm not saying, like, you have to be, like, super rich, or you have to, you know, have over $30,000 in your savings account. I mean, that would be nice. But realistically speaking, like, at least he should be able to take care of himself. Because when he gets married, his role as a husband is to provide for you. So he should at least be financially stable to the point where he can at least take care of himself. And then you should also look for, you know, is he mentally stable? Is he emotionally stable? Can he, you know, communicate exactly what he expects a husband should be? And can he effectively communicate what he expects a wife should be, and then vice versa. Can you effectively communicate what a husband should be? And can you effectively communicate of what a wife should be? Like, there should be some type of common ground on what you all will expect from each other, right? So I think those are the aspects of jumping in from being single then into marriage. Like, yes, you know, you are single until you're married, but I think there are layers to that. It's just not like, bam, okay, I'm single, I met this guy, now we're married. Like, you have to, I don't want to say work up to marriage, but there has to be an elevation in your dating that works up to marriage, because, you know, there's levels to being single. You could be single and not seeing anyone, and you could be single and dating around. Then you could be single and exclusively dating someone until you are married. But you're not obligated to stay with someone that you've been in a relationship for maybe a year or so, and you guys are not married. And I think that's where the issue lies and where the problem comes from, because in a woman's mind, it's like, okay, I've been with this man for this amount of years. I don't want to just walk away, or I don't want to just start over because I've been with this person, but I'm not getting what I want or need from the relationship. Then, sweetheart, you can get up and leave because you're not married. Like, you haven't stood in front of the courts or stood in front of God and made an oath to be with someone. So, and that's why I don't believe in people moving in together before they get married, because then it becomes, you get complacent. Like, we'll move in together once we're married. Like, we'll have children once we're married. Like, if you do all of those things the opposite way, more likely, and I'm not saying that couples who have done these things the opposite way never get married, because you have couples who had a child before they got married or moved in before they got married. So you have those circumstances, but more than likely, the majority of those situations did not end in marriage. So you cannot use an outliner or one or a few incidents and say, oh, well, you know, look at them. They got married. I mean, they had children before they got married, or they moved in together before they got married, and they're married now. You can't use that one or two example, because the vast majority of people who are women, I should say, who have 3 to 4 kids, God forbid, by more than one man, are playing house with the man that don't want to marry them, but they're doing everything that a wife would do if they were married. So that is just my opinion. Yes, you are single until you are married, but, you know, there has to be certain levels of a perspective of being single, because if you are in an exclusive relationship, you know, you don't want to have the mindset like, well, I'm single, so I'm going to start talking or dating this other person because I'm single. It's like, okay, well, that mindset is not going to automatically change once you say I do. Like, the mindset has to gradually change as the relationship change and goes forward to marriage. So it's just not a one-all fits-all cliche. Yes, you're single until you're married, but there's different layers to that. So that is all. That is my opinion about it. Let me know what you guys think. And again, if you are from YouTube, thank you for listening to Star's Opinion. And if you are not from YouTube and you are listening on a streaming device, thank you for listening. And I will leave the link down to my YouTube channel where I speak on biblical principles. Thank you all for listening. Thank you all for listening. And I'm hoping that you're watching too. Thank you all for listening. And I will talk to you guys later. Bye.